My name is Sheila Farrelly, and I'm the project manager of Belvedere Family Centre. You know, when you hear the word hostel, you know, you immediately think I'm going to go to somewhere that's a little bit dingy and I don't want to be there. Immediately that they come in, they recognise, wow, this is a nice place to be. This is what we call the family room. The computers are mainly used for the children if they want homework, and then for the adults when they've got to look for properties and look for houses, this is where they actually come to. So,
how many families could you have staying here at any one time?
16.
That's quite a lot.
Yes, and they're in self-contained flats, so they've got their own, you know, their own kitchen, their own bathroom, so they can spend the time, you know, as a family, but they can also interact with other families.
And today I mentioned the bright decor before. It's extra bright outside because you've been lit up for a blue Christmas. Everton are here, they've taken over. We've got Leighton Baines arriving shortly as well.
And I'm so excited because I'm a true blue, I have to say. So
you've even got Everton baubles on your tree and blue fairy lights.
And blue, we've always had blue fairy lights, so that's really good.
And some of the kids have guessed there's something going on, understandably, because there is a grotto being built outside, but they don't know who's about to walk in the door, do they?
They don't know anything. All they know is that there's a surprise and there's going to be a party of some kind, but they're not too sure.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Who've you just met?
Father Christmas.
And who was he with?
A football player.
A football player? It was Leighton Baines. Plays for Everton and England. I think you were more impressed by meeting Father Christmas, weren't you?
Well, yeah.
And did you get a present?
Yeah.
What did you get? Are you opening it now? Let's have a look. That's it. Tear it off.
It's a Little Mix album.
A Little Mix. Are you a big Little Mix fan?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So what do you say to Blue Santa?
Thank you.
Did you meet Father Christmas? And who else did you meet today?
Leighton Baines.
Are you a big Leighton Baines fan?
Yeah.
What did you say to him?
Thank you, Leighton Baines.
Thank you, Leighton Baines. His full name. What present did he give you? Let's have a look. Oh, you've got
Splashy
it.
Splashy that whale.
Splashy the whale. So what was more exciting, meeting Father Christmas or Leighton Baines?
Both of them.
Both of them together. What more could you ask for Christmas?
There's a lot of the lads from the club going out and doing different things and just trying to, you know, brighten people's day up and people's Christmases, and it's, you know, it's nice to come over here and sort of, you know, give a few toys out and stuff to kids who are some, you know, a lot more deprived than what our own kids are.
I got a tour of the place before, and I know we're now coming to one of the rooms because they can host 16 families here. And I don't know about you, but I thought, you know, a hostel, you get an impression, don't you, before you come, it's going to be dark, dingy. But here it's fantastic, the facilities they've got.
Yeah, it's a great facility. I think, you know, they've done really well with it. It's a great setup, and you know, it's got a nice homely feel to it. You know, it's, as you said there, we're, you know, sat here now. It's more like, you know, a little apartment than what you would imagine a hostel to be like. So, you know, the good living conditions and the people who are involved in this are doing a really, really good job.
I know you've brought your kids along as well today to see what's going on.
Yeah, it's good for them to come down and see, you know, things like this, get to see what I do, apart from running around on a field now and again, the other side of it. And obviously to see, you know, that, you know, it's, you know, life isn't so easy sometimes for other people, and you know, it's important for me for my kids to understand that and have that perspective on things as well.